This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, June 9th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The future of U.S. healthcare reform may look a lot like the reform in Massachusetts of just a few years ago. What lessons can be drawn from the Massachusetts experience? Mike Tanner, Cato Senior Fellow and author of a new paper on the Massachusetts model, tells us.
Well, it looks like the bills that are likely to emerge from Congress are going to contain many of the key elements that the Massachusetts reforms had. That is, a mandate on both individuals and businesses, some form of what they're calling an exchange or connector. It's an artificial mechanism to regulate the small group and individual marketplaces. Subsidies, certainly, well into the middle class. And these have not worked very well in Massachusetts. They, even by the proponents' own goals of universal coverage and lowering costs, these proposals have largely failed in Massachusetts. That's not something to recommend them as a national model for reform.
Obama himself, during the campaign, was opposed to individual mandates, and he has now signaled a willingness to have that be part of the mix. What is that? What is an individual mandate?
An individual mandate is a requirement that everyone must purchase health insurance. If they don't get it through work or through a government program, they have to go out and purchase it on their own, even if it costs more than they want to pay, even if it contains benefits that they don't necessarily want to have.
Or morally object to.
That's absolutely right. For example, people who are pro-life may not want to include abortion services in their health insurance. Yet if you look to the bills in Congress, it appears that they're going to require that that be included. In Massachusetts, once the mandate went in place, they began expanding the benefits required in health insurance. They now include a prescription drug benefit. They capped lifetime out-of-pocket expenses. They lowered the maximum permissible deductible. And this year, for the first time, we're seeing people in Massachusetts who had health insurance that they liked and we're perfectly satisfied with, but are having to change policies in order to comply with the mandate.
For Congress and the president trying to cobble together some sort of plan, what should they take away from the Massachusetts experience?
Well, first you can look at what the proponents of the Massachusetts plan, Mitt Romney and others, actually said it would do or promised it would do. They said it would provide universal coverage. Mitt Romney wrote that every person in Massachusetts would soon have health insurance. And they promised that it would reduce the cost of insurance by as much as 25%, according to some of the proposals that were out there. If you look at what's reality, it hasn't achieved universal coverage. There's about 200,000 people still without health insurance in the state. Health insurance premiums are actually rising at 10 to 12% a year. That's about double the national average. What the program has done is break the state budget. Despite a dollar per pack cigarette tax increase last year, they are facing continued shortfalls in the program that are going to mean more taxes in the future in order to keep the program going. They are finding that they are faced with shortages in terms of physicians, increased waiting times, and they're finding that they're driving up the cost of insurance for a great many people. I think the ultimate failure in the Massachusetts model was that it put its emphasis on universal coverage. Basically, they thought that if you just spread around enough money, mandated that people had insurance and subsidized it, that would fix healthcare. What they're finding out is that universal coverage isn't the criteria that you judge healthcare reform by. What you really need to do is expand consumer choice and bring down the cost of healthcare. The Massachusetts model doesn't do that.
Mike Tanner is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and author of the new paper, Massachusetts Miracle or Massachusetts Miserable, available at cato.org.